Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, guys.
Oh, hi, Matthias. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello, what's up?
You hey, Conan,
Sona.
Hi.
How's it going? It's Matthias, is that right?
Yes, it's close enough. You can call me otherwise Matt, but there's two Matts then. So,
well, how do you, let me do this. How do you pronounce your name?
Matthias,
okay.
I don't mind sharing. We can both be Matt.
I prefer Matthias. Matt
1 and Matt 2.
I'm going to move us into a more profitable territory now. This is bullshit. Matthias, how are you, sir? And tell us, where are you coming from right now? Where are you in the world?
Well, I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina, actually in the outskirts of Buenos Aires.
Oh.
And yeah, it's nighttime here. I don't know the time there, but it's a lovely weather. It's like 20 degrees. Con winds.
You know, seriously, Matthias, if I wanted to get information on the weather in Buenos Aires and the time, I think I could just consult my phone. I wanted to find out about you,
so.
The person. You know, how are you,
okay.
Matthias? What makes you tick? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matthias.
Well, right now I'm having a radio show. I've just started the 11th season of our radio program.
That's exciting. You have a radio show. That's
great.
Oh,
that's why you gave us the weather.
Yeah. He just does it automatically.
Well, yes, exactly.
How's the traffic? So, Matthias, tell us about your radio show. That's exciting. It's been going on 11 seasons.
11 seasons, yes. And, well, the problem is that nobody listens to us. But otherwise, it's going great.
When you say nobody listens, give me an actual figure of how many people listen to the radio show.
About four.
Oh,
maybe three people.
Jesus Christ. I thought you meant like only a couple of thousand people. I didn't realize. What do you mean?
No.
You have a radio show and three people listen?
Are we the three people and you're doing the show right now?
Yeah, are you counting us? I think, no, he just doubled his numbers.
Oh, wow.
No, exactly. Yes, this is a big, international big. No, but the problem is the radio station is small and the largest radio show maybe has a couple hundred listeners.
Yes.
And so we are not that bad in that sense. But the only people that listen to us are just, you know, family members. And
so you have a radio show and the only people that listen is your family.
Yes. And not even all my family, because it would be larger than three or four people.
is there any way we could get the word out to the rest of your family that you have a radio show?
They know, but they don't, you know, actually come and listen to the show.
They should. That's terrible. I mean, they don't have to listen every time, but they should check it out once in a while.
Do your parents listen to this podcast?
Not once. Yeah. They think that I'm an insurance salesman. Well, listen, Matthias, I know what it's like. I know what it's like. I've had some tough times in my career when I felt no one was had my back. And but you've got to persevere. You've got to keep going. Do you understand? Mm. You can't lose faith. You must keep going. And right now you have four people listening, but if you keep working hard, five people will listen. Then six.
Exactly.
Then one day seven. Then back to five, because two will die. So this is how it works. But you've got to keep going.
What's your radio show called, so we can plug it?
The show is called Decaf News. Like decaffeinated news.
Oh, decaf news. Okay.
Yes, because we like to bring maybe news that they are not like the principal main news.
Yes.
Of either the country or the rest of the world, but we like to pick random interesting stuff that is going on. But sometimes we do talk about the big issues.
But mostly we talk about you talk about smaller stories, maybe stories that have to do with, might be heartwarming or might be of local interest. Is that right?
Yes, or some weird news. We did sometime long ago one news about a dentist in Wisconsin that was breaking a patient's teeth on purpose to gain more money, basically.
What? So,
wow. Now,
smart.
I don't like dentists.
Keep them coming back.
No, but I think the problem is, Mateus, it sounds like you selected a very gruesome story from Wisconsin, and maybe the people in Buenos Aires didn't want to hear about that.
Yeah, did you consider Ed Gein the killer from Wisconsin?
What?
Famous.
We could do a column there with the. With serial killers, famous serial killers. We talk about, I don't know, also movies and bands that have new albums coming out. And, you know, but the news part, yes, maybe it's a bit depressing, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe
And first of all, I just think, I don't think you should be specializing in serial killers and teeth-smashing dentists and... I think I could help you, Mateus. I do. I really think I could help you because I like you. You're very likable. You have a likable personality, and you're a little quiet, a little reserved. Mm-hmm. But that can be good. That sometimes that invites the listener in.
This may be a conflict of interest, but have you considered also releasing this radio program as a podcast?
Well, that's already taken, unfortunately. So, I don't know, maybe I can get Chris Martin.
Well, is that...
that would boost the show.
Is there already a decaf podcast?
I think he means our podcast.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Because he was talking about you interviewing Chris Martin just now.
Oh, but you can release your show also as a podcast, can't you? So more people around the world?
We do that.
Oh.
We do that. I mean, we tried everything.
Oh,
we
and
tried
still
selling,
four listeners?
Yes.
Wait. So, yeah, let's just clear this up here. This is important. So, Mateus, you're saying that Matt suggested you maybe release it as a podcast, and you said you've done that, and that didn't work either.
No. But the thing is, well, it's great because maybe other people can tune into the show when in other days of the week. But the problem is that they're that rich, you know. In the end, those three or four people that we know get to the Spotify or, you know. So the problem is that we try to attract more people and we tried handing out movie tickets or CDs from bands that were releasing their new albums. But mainly people in my family or in... they got those tickets, you know.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you've done handouts and giveaways and basically held contests to get people to listen to your show, and the winners are all the people in your family, the four who listen to your radio show.
They got a ton of gifts.
And so they call in and you'll be like, come to the station, pick them up, and they'll go, why don't you just bring them home with you?
It often went to like that. Yes,
he's from
it was more practical.
Yeah, great Argentinian accent.
your mom is from deep Texas, right? Isn't that right, Matias?
Yes.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. That's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Matias, can you think of any way that I might be able to help you?
Well, maybe I don't know, you had a lot of experience in changing the format and mm-hmm. getting people, you know, hooked during different times. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's like an idea for a new contest or a new piece of content that we can maybe offer, or a different thing to shake things up.
Yeah, I mean,
to get people.
Here's what I can promise you, Matthias, is that mm-hmm. you currently have four listeners that you're related to.
Yes.
I can improve your listenership. I can't say by how much.
Should you do an actual active call for all listeners to go download Decaf News?
I think we could do that. We could do a week.
Well,
hold on.
There might be a language barrier.
Wait, let's hear. What's that? What do you think of that idea?
There may be a language barrier there because we speak in Spanish, but I don't know.
Sí, yo creo. Still...
You speak Spanish?
Yeah, sí, yeah. Yo comprendo, sí. Es importante que nosotros, you know, ayuda.
Why are you Marlon Brando suddenly?
Eduardo is laughing at you. Did he say anything that made
sense?
He
did, he did. Yes.
You know, so, gente you know, de Argentina. Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, so, de Buenos Aires. So. Listen, I think I could help you. I could write an ad in Spanish. I could read it in Spanish. It would be fluent. It would sound terrific. And I could record that ad for you. And then we could get you some play and we could get you some help.
What if we just have, Matthias, if you could give Conan one line in Spanish that he could read right now for the show that's like, hey, this is Conan O'Brien, listen to Decaf News in Spanish, even though most of that would be English. But...
Well, yes.
Hola, so amigos. Yo soy Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, right? Something like that. Why don't we do this? And then all our listeners can go listen to that.
Okay, escuchan noticias descafeinadas.
Okay, you gotta slow it down. Escuchan.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I got that.
Escuchan.
Escuchan.
Noticias descafeinadas.
Noticias descafeinadas. So, decaffeinated news, yep. But in reverse.
Okay. Escuchan noticias descafeinadas. Uh-huh. See? And what's the time and the number and all that?
Yes, it's at a la una. On N Radio Symphony.
And what was the last part?
Radio Symphony, so Radio Symphony.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to make a difference?
91.3 or 91.3.
Yeah. I hope your servers are going to be able to handle this.
No.
I'm going to need to practice this a few times, okay? Let me try one as a practice. Hola, amigos. Yo soy Conan O'Brien. Escucha noticias de Cafinado. A la una en Radio Symphony 91.3.
That's pretty good.
I don't even great. Speak Spanish,
that's
but
pretty
that's
good.
Awesome.
Let me try one more.
Emphasis on the wrong word?
No, he did pretty good.
Shut
actually.
Up. Okay, ask little glass to shut up. It's right there.
Oh, he did pretty good.
Isn't he doing something wrong? Is there some way that it could be better?
One more. Let me try one more. Here we go. Hola, amigos. Yo soy Conan O'Brien. Escucha noticias de Cafinado a la una en Radio Symphony 91.3.
Wow.
Come on. Now tell me that's not going to make a difference. Right? Now,
yes,
I have to ask you an awkward
shoot
question.
Up the numbers.
Matthias,
mm-hmm.
When people hear Conan O'Brien, are they going to know who that is?
I hope so.
Wow, you're just injecting pure confidence into my...
Why don't you lie about who you are? Why don't you say you're Messi?
That's good.
Yeah, who would Lionel Messi be
Messi,
the guy?
That's great.
Who would be the best guy? And he's right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is going to help you.
Okay.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Lionel Messi. Escucha noticias de Cafinados. A la una en Radio Symphony. Sí, es Messi. 91.3.
Now do Evita.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Evita. Okay, this has gotten too stupid. This has gotten way too stupid.
You said Lionel.
Lionel Messi. Pronounce it Lionel. But.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Hola, amigos. Yo soy... Here we go. Let's try it again. Hola, amigos. Yo soy
Lionel Messi. Es verdad. Sí, Lionel Messi. Escucha noticias de Cafenados a las una en Radio Symphony 91.3.
Now say, are you really Messi?
Are you really Messi?
Sí, yo soy Messi.
That proves it's Messi.
Yes. The fact that he had to reassure a lot of times that he was Messi proves that he's Messi.
Yes, you're right. Messi in real life is constantly saying, yes, I am Messi. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. Well, I think your radio business is going to be, this is going to change your life.
Yes. I'm actually known in Argentina because they broadcasted the Late Night with Conan O'Brien show for a couple seasons, maybe. Yeah.
And then you got the
when
internet.
I was a kid.
Yeah, internet, right?
Yeah. No, in actual TV. And on a cable news on a cable station that often did crazy independent stuff.
Good.
So when I was a kid, I actually advertised for the show, and I went to my school and I would draw the Late Night with Conan O'Brien logo on my desk at school.
Wow!
Alongside with other shows. So you were not the only show?
Well, let's just not mention those. Let's just stick to you. Okay. Just it was mine, and then, you know, Alf and Silver Spoons and stuff like that. But...
Exactly.
And then
I said basically what you did with my radio show. I said, well, this is Nathan Conor O'Brien live at this time, at this day. Well, it wasn't live. It was pre-recorded. Yeah. But I drew my desk. I basically did like a promotion for you when I was 13 years old in my school. Oh,
that's nice. That's you sweet. Got the word out on my show by drawing it on your desk. And now I've recorded.
The janitor wasn't happy.
The teacher was not happy. Yeah, she didn't mind the defacing the desk. She just wasn't a fan of the show.
Yes.
Well, I think we've each done a service. See this? We've each helped each other. You drew on a desk, and I just made an international ad starring Lionel Messi. That will be heard by billions of people. So who can say who did more for the other?
Hmm.
That's the important thing. I think this is fantastic. You've been wonderful to talk to, and I wish you the best of success, Matthias, on your radio show. I know it's going to get better, okay? Take it from me.
Okay.
I've been through some tough scrapes in my career, and I just keep going. And it hasn't worked yet, but it will. So hang in there. And say hello to all of our friends in Argentina.
Así lo haré, Conan.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Matthias.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Lau, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.